A brief word about the sermon this morning. Most of you have heard a sermon or two in your lifetime. And so you know something about the format of a sermon. It's 3 points and a prayer, right? Or sometimes it's what I call a facet sermon, where you look at the diamond from a lot of different perspectives. Sometimes they're the problem-solving sermons. It starts with, oh, isn't life miserable? And the good news of the gospel is. Today's sermon is what is called synchronicity. That's a wonderful word, synchronicity. It means time together. It means taking a biblical story and overlaying it with our time and mixing and matching them all together. So we're going to practice a little synchronicity today. We're going to take a Bible story and move backwards and forwards and overlap the time. First, the story. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 and following. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There we were washing our nets after a long day's work. And Jesus dropped by. Sometimes he does that in the midst of our regular task. He just kind of drops in. And all he asked was to stand in one of our boats to teach the crowds. Well, our work was done. The boats were docked. I mean, we were putting things up. If he wants to stand in one of our boats, well, sure. You know, isn't it great to be able to do a good turn and not to have to go into any trouble? You know, our boat was docked. We were finished. We could continue to wash our nets. Jesus could teach, and we could do him a favor. I mean, that's multitasking at its best. I mean, it's sort of like that friend I have who has that golf tournament that's for homeless needs, for Interfaith Hospitality Network or Family Promise that we are hosting right now. He puts it on every year. It's called Golf for Good, which means you can go out and play golf, have fun in fellowship, and think about and raise money for the homeless. You know, it's easy. Sometimes what Jesus asks us to do is so easy. Just let him on the boat. Let him into our plans. Let him into our regular agendas. Doc for God, golf for good. But sometimes what he asks is hard. I mean, we had finished our work. We'd worked all night. We were putting up our nets. It's time to relax, time to take it easy. And Jesus says, put out into the deep. Put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch. Go back out now. We've washed our nets. We've put everything up. I mean, we fished all night. We haven't caught a thing. And after all, what does a son of a carpenter know about fishing? I mean, don't we know our business? We don't need anyone, and not even Jesus, to tell us how to do our business. I don't know about you, but sometimes I do the right thing for the wrong reason. I mean, just because I have to do it, just because somebody's watching, just because somebody is nagging, just because I'm supposed to. You know, sometimes I do the right thing, but there's no spirit of rightness, no spirit of goodness in it. It's doing it the way Simon Peter said, if you say so, Jesus, if you say so, if you say so, then we'll go back out into the deep water. We'll go through the motions. We aren't going to catch anything. And then there's that overflow of fish. It's too much for one boat. We needed to have others come and help us. We were only doing what we were supposed to be doing. And, you know, when Jesus tells us to do something, we are supposed to do it. But we had no expectation. We were downright resistant. And God smiled. Simon, of course, responded to this abundance in a way that shows us the way. Seeing the great catch, he can only say, go away, Lord, for I am a sinful man. See, Simon knew, as we had known, that we'd only been going through the motions. We'd followed the instructions, but not the spirit of the instructions. Now, usually what I do in that kind of situation where I've been doing the right thing even though I wasn't intended to do it, usually what I do there when things go well, I begin to take credit for it. You know, it's my victory. I've done the right thing. I'm getting rewarded. But Simon showed us the true way. We'd only been going through the motion. And God smiled. And it was a God thing. It was a grace thing. It wasn't reward for our effort. Simon tells Jesus the truth. Lord, we really don't deserve to be in your presence when we were doing it just because we were supposed to. At this point in the massive catch of fish, Jesus could have said those immortal words, those immortal but distancing words. He could have said, I told you so. True, but distancing. I told you so. It would have been right, but it would have increased the distance. And Jesus is not willing to increase the distance. And in fact, he wants to close the distance. He wants to stay with us. We who have done the right reluctantly, we who beneath our self-righteousness know that it's not our doing, that it's a God thing. We who want to say, well, you can't want me around. Jesus says, do not be afraid. More than fish in abundance, do not be afraid of the real catch that is coming. And the real catch is people. You see, we can get so caught up in our schedules, our work, our errands, our have-tos, our supposed-to, our to-do list, and there's no spirit in them. And when grace overflows, it catches us by surprise, or we start taking credit for it ourselves. And Jesus doesn't say, I told you so. And it's not even about the blessings of the catch. It's about the preparation for the catch that will follow. Jesus is preparing us for relationships. God's blessings are preparing us for relationships, to be a blessing to others. You know, it was just a couple of Sundays ago when we had our visitors from Knox Fellowship, and Margot Elliott, one of the leaders, talked about her morning routine. I remember what she said. She said, before she gets out of bed, before she puts her feet on the floor, she says a prayer. She says, God, there's somebody out there today for whom I am to be a witness. There's somebody out there today that I am to be their blessing. Help me to see it. Yeah, I knew that already. You and I have heard Jesus say that at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Go out into the world, making disciples, teaching them everything that I have commanded you. I knew that already. It's what he said in the Gospel of John, where at the end where he says, as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. It's what Jesus said in Acts, where he's telling his followers about what to expect of the future. And he says, you are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, where you live. Up the road in Samaria, where nobody wanted to go. And to the ends of the earth, which I think includes Knoxville, Tennessee. Blessed for relationships, catching people. So here's what we have today. Do good when it's easy. Dock for good. Let Jesus on board. And do what he says to do even when it's hard. Grace will surprise us. And above all, do not be afraid. We will share in and spread the faith in our relationships to others. Blessed to be a blessing. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we pray for your presence among us. Indeed, O God, for your blessing that will lead us into the future faithfully and trusting you. This we pray in Christ's name, we pray. Amen.